I was up there, pull that whole part above where the rail fence stopped, be gone.
No, I don't know.
So you would have a name for something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And
unless it'd be the top of the fence. And another thing, you said something about if you went out, you know, to feed the hogs and cows, what would I say? Usually they just say, go out to feed the hogs and cows, or go feed up. I'm going to feed up.
Oh, really?
That just means to feed. I'm going to feed, and if that just means you're going to feed the hogs or the cows. I'll go feed up for me tonight, you know. And you were asking me something about Winker, you know. Now, my husband said that was a very familiar word to him. He said that short-eared animals, you know, like horses, whinker. And the long ears, like mules, bray, and donkeys.
So that's how you tell the difference, huh?
Mm-hmm. But he was real for me. He said they used to say whinker. And he said that now around where I lived when I was growing up, we didn't have haystacks. But he said that they used to rake up grass and put it in a stack, just stack it just like they would peanuts, and it was called a haystack. But we didn't around where I live. But he was real familiar with it. And he said that he got a kick out of that swingle tree.
Yeah.
And he said it could either be a single or swingle tree.
But that's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
A single tree and a swingle tree.
But see, I hadn't heard that word in 25 years or longer.
But right off, if you just thought of it, you'd think of...
Oh, yes.
You'd think of swingle tree.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you were asking me about some of the plows that they might have used a long time ago?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was a job-damn plow. That's a single plow. You know, you plow it with one mule. And a turning plow. And a middle buster. That's what you laid off the rows with. That middle buster. Everybody had a middle buster. All these. And a breaking plow. And a cultivator.
Oh, yes, sir. That's interesting.
You know, that was in the mule and buggy days. I mean, you know, when we plied the mules before the trike. Before one had tractors.
Well, do they have all this plows with a tractor too? Or those are just with mules?
They have the cultivators and the breaking plow.
Oh, that really is.
And then the turning plow, but they don't call it the turning plow. They call it the disc.
Call it disc now. So that is a kind of plow then.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I wanted to ask you, and I don't think I did, was you said after you wash the dishes, you
dry them.
But did you get the
rinse them?
So you say she
rinsed the dishes.
But she's doing it right now.
Rinses.
All right. Because I missed that word somehow on the tape.
Well, we discussed it.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why it came out of the tape, but it missed it. You know. Talking about, you know, being on the farm and everything back then with plows and stuff, I know you had to use a fireplace a lot. So, you talked about kindling and lightwood and those kind of things. Is that all the same thing?
Lighter or kindling?
Excuse me, go ahead.
That's all the same thing.
There's no difference in it.
Mm-mm.
And if you... the smoke, you said, comes out of chimney here. But if you saw one on a factory, you know, like an
industrial... Smokestack.
It's called a smokestack, right? It's not called the same thing. And we talked about, you know, where you keep your clothes. If you didn't keep them in a closet, you keep them in a thing with drawers and...
Chiffreau.
And did you ever hear any other old names for that?
Wardrobe.
But that's the same thing.
Grandma used to call it a wardrobe.
But it has drawers in it still.